This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, I'll tell you what my little victory is.
Oh, well, tell me, Dan.
I am the host of the new Berlin Christmas tree lighting tonight. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Yay. And I'm doing that after our toy drive today at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. We'll be out there from 3 to 5, so we are very busy today.
We busy. And my only question is, all right, Bayview, I see we don't got a tree lighting for me to be invited to.
Bayview didn't invite DZ.
I don't know if we do a tree lighting, actually. I don't think so. But
I don't even. I didn't even know New Berlin did one until they invited me. And I said, okay, I'm in. Fine.
A tree lighting is dope. That's super fun.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going to happen, but they told me it's going to be inside because we're in the polar vortex now.
Do you get to plug it in? Like,
I don't think so. 3, 2, 1.
I don't even know
if that happens, but that would be fun.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
You flip the switch.
I think there's like a contest where I judge trees and stuff.
Ooh.
I don't know. Don't ask
me. Send me pictures. I'll help judge.
Clearly, I signed up for something and I have no idea what I'm doing.
But you'll figure it out when you get there.
I'll see you tonight, New Berlin. Okay.
And then we'll see you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek.
3 to 5 today is our big, we're helping our sports station with their tour drive today. It all goes to Children's Wisconsin, to these kids in the hospital.
Yeah.
So it's really for, you know, a fantastic cause.
I know it. And I'm already knowing. Well, my little victory, real quick.
What is it?
Is a little tired. I ain't going to lie to you. I was running behind this morning, but it was all well worth it because I worked the game last night.
I was going to say the Bucks win.
Bucks caught a dub.
Yeah.
Bucks caught a dub, baby.
Well, I'm not going to pressure you.
What?
Before we talk about it off the air, but I need to know what's happening. This Giannis news. People are saying Giannis is leaving us and that he's faking injuries. DZ, I don't know.
Are you allowed to talk about this? I'll tell you, right hand to Bob, I have no idea what's going on in the back office, so don't even ask me that.
Damn it!
But when I say...
Does anyone there know what's going on?
But when I say...
I need answers.
That man ain't no faking nothing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that last night when he got, you know, a little capture,
and whatever,
everybody was like, hey, yo! Oh! On top of already, right? But all jokes aside, we good, baby. We solid on this side.
Rumors going around, okay.
But, and that it ain't nothing but rumors going around.
I wondered that because I thought, who even started these rumors? And then I saw the source and I went,
come on.
I was like, it's not even a real source.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we're moving on with
our lives.
And ignoring
them. Go Bucks, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's go. Question of the day is coming up next.
Okay.
After Taylor Swift, who, by the way, was my number one artist on my streaming. You know how we all got
mine
our recaps?
Too.
Shut up. You're such a liar. Yeah, I hate you.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. So everyone everyone on social media, maybe I'm being dramatic, okay, 7 out of 10 people on social media love to share their end of year music raps.
I have seen Spotify, a lot of the music
Apple
raps.
Apple Music, who was your most listened to?
Yep.
Kiss FM, we do one, who was your most listened to?
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is this.
What?
Mine was Taylor Swift.
Right.
So today we're going to do who's yours, or if your phone could talk, who is it? Who is your most listened to of 2025? What artist?
You don't have to have Spotify. I mean, if you got
you
it, it's helpful to like.
I don't care if you do or not. I don't care about that because there's people that don't have it that listen to.
And you know
maybe
what your artist is.
Our listeners love, you know, Justin Bieber. They tune in. Whatever you like or listen to. I was Taylor Swift, most listened to 20. Look, just look. Ooh, right now.
I?
You have it.
Yeah, I know
so
I have it.
So my 2025 was Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
And my 2024 was Taylor Swift.
Right.
I kid you not. And there was no new album last year. I was just still listening to Taylor Swift, okay?
Okay.
So I want to know if your music, whatever you use, your phone, your, you know, Dot, your whatever, your,
whatever.
I don't know.
Your Spotify.
Your Spotify.
My listening age was 19.
Your listening age?
Was 19.
How do I find my age?
It's through your story, and this was the first year that I remember seeing them drop the listening age.
Yeah.
19 years old. I feel, you know,
everyone was posting how old they were.
Everybody was older. Everybody that I've heard talk about it was older. When I saw 19, I was like, wait a second, 19.
How do I find my age? Because I know I went to Apple Music. I went to my profile, but then how do I find my age where it tells me how old I was this year?
You got to go through the story part of the rap.
I did.
Well, then scroll slower.
Replay your year in music. Yep, all it said was that I love Taylor Swift.
Let me see.
No, because no. It's the same. Taylor was in my top two artists 2 months in a row. Shocking.
Yeah, shocking.
I had 26 albums. My same genre as last year was pop. It said, pop is what I listen to the most. Hudson had hip hop. I was so proud.
Yeah,
my kid had
mine's trap.
Or he had rap. I was so proud of Hudson. I was like, aw, I've trained them well. They like rap. Yay.
Mine's a little mix between classical music, trap, some R&B. Latino music.
So and, who's your number one artist?
And gospel, because my wife.
Your wife listens to gospel?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, so tell me, what would your number one artist be, or do you have it?
Our number one artist, because my wife and I share a Spotify.
Oh, now it's hers.
It's Lil Wayne. It was Lil Wayne. We listened to, well,
that's
he
actually
dropped.
Makes sense with
it
you,
It makes
too.
Sense, but then shortly followed by Bad Bunny.
So Lil Wayne and Bad Bunny were your top two. Taylor Swift was mine, and I listened to that album over and over. Love it. Let's go to the phones. If your music could talk, who's your most listened to artist this year? Either because you know or you're just assuming. I don't know. Let's go to two.
Two?
We'll try some phones. We got a lot of phone lines. Turn your radio down. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Okay, I just did. I'm sorry, motherfucker.
Oh, we're on the radio.
I didn't say it.
Okay, you can't talk like that. Okay, who is this?
Who is this?
This is Tony from Racine.
Tony! On the air.
Tony!
We didn't know it was you. Do you even know what the question is?
I do.
Oh, thank God.
This guy, mascot
thank
man.
God.
What up,
you guys? You guys are asking who's your favorite Kiss FM listener.
I swear to God, we're going to hang up on him.
I will hang up on him right now.
I swear
right
to
now.
God, Tony and Racine, if you don't answer this question.
My top is Blink-182.
Oh!
Blink!
You're a Blink-182 guy. Do you also watch The Kardashians now that Travis Barker's on it?
I do not.
Dang it.
Okay, that's where he drew the line.
I was
that's
hoping he might be into it, you know?
I draw the line.
Okay, so wait, Blink-182.
I just Love Is Blind, that's all.
They
anyways,
don't have a new album.
Right, that's why I was like, in 25, still Blink, huh?
Well, Tony, a lot of people watch Love Is Blind. I can't fault you for that.
He did have a throwback wedding with all of the throwback things you can imagine, so Blink being his big artist in 28
sense.
Actually makes 100%.
All right,
sense.
Cool.
You know what? I ain't gonna take it from him.
Well, thank you for sharing, Tony. Now get off our line.
Bye. Later, my love. Bye. Peace.
Who would your most listened to artist be? Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you guys next. Mine was Taylor Swift. Yours was Lil Wayne. 2025 recap.
Why not?
Maybe it's Allie and DZ. Maybe you listen to our podcast and that's your music.
Dude,
hallelujah.
If Spotify said that to you, let us know for real.
We love that.
For
we'll
real.
Talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't.
Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking your year wrapped in music, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, or Kiss FM and the Odyssey app. Whatever it is, who is your most listened to artist of the year? Mine was Taylor Swift. Duh.
Duh.
I already, and it was Taylor Swift in 2024, too.
Duh.
Duh.
And it's probably going to be that in 26 also.
Duh. And then we're going to get another album with the wedding, and duh, and then I'm back again.
Oh,
I didn't, but you know who my number two artist was?
What?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, there it is.
So I got a little bit of both in me, but Taylor was my number one.
Yeah.
And yours was Lil Wayne.
And Bad Bunny, baby.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. You know what? I'm going to start with Gail in West Bend.
Okay.
I can't imagine what a woman named Gail is going to say her year wrapped was.
Man, it's going to be all over the place.
Gail.
Wendy.
Gail. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Gail.
Hello.
Hi, who's your most listened to artist of the year?
Mine was the Commodores.
Oh, come
Ooh,
on.
The Commodores.
I told you it was going to be old.
Okay, Gail, I see
Gail,
you.
Come
you still
on.
Playing it on vinyl?
Jeez, girl. Okay, what else? You could have just played Luther by Kendrick, you know? What else?
And Mary J. Blige.
Oh, that's not too old?
No, that's not too old.
Mary's good?
You brought me back to the 90s with real love.
One more. Gordon Lightfoot. I know it's very weird.
I don't know who that
I'm very
is.
Eclectic.
I don't know Gordon what the 411 is on him, but I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some research. I feel like the name rings
like
a bell.
Did you like that reference? The 411? Okay, bye.
Bye. We appreciate you, Gail.
Go, she knows.
Go. Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. Shout out to Commodores, man. Much love.
Shout out Mary J. Blige.
Hey, shout out
who
her.
Who I met at Summerfest one year. It was phenomenal. Still love her. All right, let's go to Ryan on the bus. I want to see what a kid's going to say.
My boy, Ryan?
Yeah, your boy.
What Hi, up, Ryan?
Hey.
Hey, what's your Spotify and Wrapped? Who's your most listened to artist of 2025?
My most listened to artist was Conan Lee Gray.
Conan Gray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Interesting. Okay.
Some input from the bus. We have TV Girl.
TV Girl.
Okay. Go on. Who else?
Yeah, that's the input from the bus.
Oh, that's it.
Everybody else said TV Girl.
Yeah. TV Girl is an artist?
Yeah, they're like a band.
Oh, I see. Pop band.
Ah, all right.
Okay. TV Girl.
Appreciate you putting us on game,
all right,
Ryan. That's what's up. Shout out Bus 17.
Yep. All right. Thanks for calling, Ryan. Bye.
Later, man.
All right, we're going to go to OG Lori since we accidentally didn't get to her yesterday. We got to make up for it today.
Come on, we can't
she
miss.
She called 5 days in a row. Got her own theme song. Lori! If this doesn't tell you how diverse our listenership and our demographic is, that we go from the Commodores to a young pop band.
To TV, right, from the Commodores to TV Girl.
To Mary J. Blige, to Lil Wayne, to Taylor Swift. Hey, Lori, good morning.
To what now? Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You're Spotify or your Apple Music Wrapped for 2025. Who's your most listened to artist?
Cardi B.
Oh, I knew I liked you. I knew it, Lori.
I ain't mad at it.
I mean,
she's
back. I'm not old school because Mary J. Blige is pretty high on my list,
yeah,
too. But I listen to a lot of current stuff too.
Dude, I love you for that, Lori. Lori's listening to Cardi B. She's like me.
Not surprised in
Cardi
the slightest.
Cardi B is so bleep you music. It pumps you up.
I listen to all of them, though. I listen to Sexy Red, Dolce, all of them.
So you're listening to Kiss FM,
yep,
is what you're saying, OG. Uh-huh. Thank you.
She's a Milwaukee girl. I knew
uh-huh,
it.
Through
love
and through,
it so
baby.
Much. Oh, Lori, we love you. Well, thanks for calling.
Love you guys, too. And
we'll see you tonight, maybe?
The Santa Claus Jeep is loaded and ready to
Lori always donates. We're going to be at the toy drive tonight from 3 to 5 at Blaine's Farm and Fleet for our sports station, raising gifts for Children's Hospital. So, Lori, we'll see you this afternoon,
yeah,
girlfriend.
Toy drive legend, bro.
Yes, you will.
Love you. Bye.
Love you guys. Have a good day.
You too. We'll see you later. But she pulled up with carts full of toys. Carts last
Crazy.
Year. Oh, my God.
Anna's in Sherman Park, and then I'm going to open the text. We're talking about your Spotify or Apple Music Unwrapped this year. Who's your number one artist? I want to know. Anna's has to be rock, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Gotta be. She loves Machine Gun Kelly. Anna.
Buenos dias.
Oh, the gang.
Buenos dias. All right. Who's your number one artist of 2025?
Suicide Boys.
Ooh.
Juice World.
And Juice. Okay.
Juice World's a good one.
Yeah, you guys like into that. And rage music, if you will. I like it.
Ah! Well, you guys are going
to
have
but
a good
needless
time.
Needless to say, Suicide Boys was on two of our Spotify's.
Okay. So two of you.
It's a full household.
It is a full household. I love that.
Everybody well, jamming.
I know you guys won tickets to Machine Gun Kelly at Fiserv this weekend from us, so have a great time, okay, Anna?
Woo, woo!
Woo, woo! Lady, y'all. Why was that Juggalo straight up, too? Did you hear that? Woo, woo!
Okay, we have one more call, but listen to the text. These are really interesting. Tabitha in Milwaukee said she listens to Pandora.
Okay.
But her Pandora, they don't show your most listened to. Well, that's the best. Get off. First of all, that's why you got to get off Pandora.
Yeah, you I mean you back Girl. And forth and bounce, but you know what I'm saying? I get why you use Pandora. But...
Lisa in Greendale said Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift. Oh, the new Bieber album, maybe.
Yes. That's yes, gotta of be. Course. I can't believe more people didn't text that.
Steve in Twin Lake said, obviously, I listen to Kiss FM the most, but my most listened to artist was Sam Barber, and my age was 19, but I'm really 37 in real life.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, respect.
Okay. Nicole from West Dallas said Jesse Reyes and Chris Brown were the most wow. listened to.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's this? Oh,
Strange Pool.
Then Jen and Zion. For me, it's you guys, Allie and DZ on the Odyssey app while I'm getting ready for work.
Woo! Yeah, baby, we love you for it.
Then I continue on the radio on my drive every morning. You guys are my one consistent love you guys. Wow. Aw, Jen.
Heartwarming. Thank you. Thank you.
I needed that this yep. time of year. Aw.
And today especially.
Aw, the burnout's real. We needed that,
I swear.
Jen.
I
Thank
swear.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to, you know who, Waylon.
You know who.
Waylon and
Morning.
Shea. Hi. Okay, first we're going to get the music out of the way. Most listened to of your year wrapped 2025. Who is it?
Okay, it's Berland.
Who?
Berland.
What's that?
His favorite song is Don't Touch My Truck.
From Berland. Don't Touch My Truck.
Don't Touch My Truck. I love
May
it.
May I guess if it's country?
It's a little country.
It's gotta be. Don't touch okay. my truck as a country.
I mean, I you know, a few context clues that America. I learned at Lakeland. You know what I'm saying?
Big trucks. But,
it's actually a really good song. It's not really his age appropriate. So,
well,
yeah.
You know what? Can I tell you something? Che, I know Waylon's right next to you, but and he's eight. But when Hudson decided he loved Tyler, the Creator, and he wanted to put on the uncensored version in the car,
mm-hmm.
I had to keep a straight face and act like I wasn't horrified that my child and I were listening to
this
the dirtiest
music.
Thing I've ever heard in my life. And I just went, this is great.
Yeah.
The things he, that was coming out of his mouth.
Listen, my parents bought me a Tupac Deluxe for my first CD because I thought it was cool. They had no idea.
They
had no idea.
It was pretty similar with Tyler. Anyway.
It turned out okay for us.
But more importantly.
So do listen to the song because it is a good one.
Okay. All right, I'll check it. I will check it out.
We'll
I will
check it out.
You know we love music.
You know the most important part of the call, though.
Yeah, come on now.
It's December 4th. Did the elf on the shelf show up, Waylon?
Yeah.
What happened?
So he was on by a little chandelier at the kitchen.
Still? Oh, no. Or from yesterday, you mean? That's where he was yesterday.
He moved.
Different chandelier.
This guy. And?
And then he had a note for Santa, and you had to do a checklist, and I'm not going to say mine, but it wasn't the best.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, yeah, come on.
You had a bad checklist? Waylon.
Yeah.
Like, what did it say? Scribbles is so rude. What did it say?
Like, it asked if you've been nice or naughty, and I had to check out, like, naughty.
Oh,
why'd you have to check naughty,
Waylon?
Sir? Have you been naughty?
I am naughty.
Waylon!
Oh, are you Scribbles?
Waylon!
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so what is the problem today? Because, you know, it's always different.
Yeah, and we're nosy and we like to try to help with problems even if we actually don't.
Always.
Always. Always.
What's going on? Somebody doesn't want to get their daycare worker a gift, or they do?
It's a little bit of a split scenario,
okay.
If you will. So, Allie and DZ, we need your advice on a holiday gifting problem regarding our three kids' daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we use a company-run daycare. It's not a chain, but not an in-home like our old one used to be, with five primary caregivers. With the holidays coming up, my husband and I are split on whether we buy them gifts as a thank you or not. Mm-hmm. The disagreement. My husband says it's unnecessary since we don't actually know them well. My view is that it is necessary because it's just a gesture of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem.
That's fair.
We don't want the kids to make cards, as they already do the exact same thing when they're there, right? The crafts. Like, we don't want to give them craft gifts because they make the craft
for the parents. So they already, yeah.
So they're going, we don't want to give them what they're giving us. And buying gifts for five caregivers adds up. And that doesn't even include the rest of the staff in the building.
Ugh,
so.
It's true. That's true because, you know, when Owen and Hudson, they went to kinder care for years.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in, you have the fantastic woman Laura who ran the center.
Yeah.
Then you have all the people under her who took care of my kids. And there's multiple
levels. There's levels.
So you had Miss Tiffany. Oh, Miss Tiffany. Hey, I'm thinking about all the people that took care of my kids.
And you see all of these people.
And you see them all.
I've met these people.
Miss Heather, Miss Monica.
I've met some of these ladies. I have, actually.
I've met
two of them, actually, mm-hmm. over at Fiserv. Whatever.
They took care of my babies.
But yes.
So
you think of all these people.
There's a bunch of people in a daycare a lot of times, and you're like, oh my gosh, do I have to get a present for all of them? Because and I feel the same way with teachers because I think about this and I'm like, once they start, do I get one for one sixth grade teacher or all three?
All?
Because now we're multiplying and now it's...
And now you're going to different classrooms.
50 plus 25 plus, oh my God, now we're at 150 for a teacher gift?
And even if you're doing little $5, $10 gift cards...
Which they deserve.
That adds up still. So when it's $5, $10 for each teacher...
Wait, I actually have a question.
What's up?
Is $10, $15 enough? I would almost not give a teacher a gift card for that. I would almost feel like that's more insulting, but maybe it's saying here's something.
It's something.
It is something. It's not rude because some people, that's all they got.
It is something, but it's enough.
A little cup of coffee.
A little $5 Starbucks gift cards. I've run into people that have just handed me a Starbucks gift card and been like, hey, here.
There you go. Happy holidays. Here's 10. That actually does feel
good. Held the door for a lady once.
Yeah.
And she was like, thank you so much. You know, blah, blah, blah. Started telling me about her day. Mm-hmm. You know, sweet old lady. She was like, here's a gift card. And gave me a $5 Starbucks gift card. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Because I just carry them around with me just to give them to people that are doing good to keep the world right. And I was like, you know what? That's really cool.
Yeah.
The holidays are different.
Yeah.
That's a nice little pay it forward. These are the people that are taking care of your kids day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And literally.
That's true.
$5, $10, I do not think is enough, even though it does still add up.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say it, but it isn't.
I had to ask that. I didn't mean to send it off to the side. But,
no,
you know,
it was
like,
striding
hold on.
Line.
Is that okay to give these people smaller amounts? But in this economy, we're all struggling, man.
Yeah,
and if you're not, screw you. There's the rich and the poor right now. Here we are. Hi.
We the poor, right?
Duh.
Just making sure.
Duh. We didn't used to be. And then eggs turned into 10 bucks a pop.
Lord of mercy. See, this is the problem, right, though,
real,
that I
though.
Know a lot of people are running into.
Yeah.
We don't have this issue because we've got two people to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
Our son's teacher at school and then
Juanita,
our daycare lady.
Totally.
It's an in-home. We know the two people well enough to know, okay, we're going to get them each a little something.
What's your advice then for this person? Because this can transcend so many different things. It doesn't have to be daycare workers. I think about this with my mailman that I wave to every day.
Yeah.
All the people that serve you throughout the holidays, you know?
Holiday card. That is the only thing. You don't get them a
really?
Gift. Take a picture. Take a cute picture with the family and then give them a holiday card. Thinking of you, thankful for you, all of the yada yadas out the way.
Well,
and you're still spending money because you got to go get them printed, got to go get them made. You might have to pay a photographer. I don't even know, unless you got a camera, right? So you're still spending money, but then you're saving on it because it's not a gift, but it's a thoughtful gesture.
Well, send me a digital card then.
Bet.
Even better because I'm throwing the other one away.
Even better because the reality is you don't know them well enough to get them a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to overspend for something you don't know if they are going to use. You don't want to waste your time either, and you don't want to get them a little holiday card. That's my best advice.
The phones are going crazy.
No gifts.
Let's go see what everybody has to say. We'll go to line 6. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this? Turn your radio down.
Angie from Waukesha.
Hey, Angie.
What up?
What's going on, girl? You listening to this? They're stressed out because they don't know what to do for the daycare workers. They get them gifts.
Husband and wife are at odds.
Mm-hmm.
Three kids, dog? Woo! You know they're running that daycare.
I didn't even think about the three kids. I think about the three workers.
No, it's five workers.
Oh, God.
Plus whoever manages
Times
or whatever.
15 gifts?
Come on. Think about it.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
What do we do, Angie?
No gifts.
Stop it.
I thought maybe doing like one big gift basket that all the teachers could share.
Oh, they're going to fight,
like,
though.
Like an edible arrangement.
Nope, you're going to start a fight. You're going to start a fight.
Put it in the kitchen, though.
You're going to start a fight.
If you got multiples of the same thing, like if you did like a little hot cocoa basket and there was a mug for everybody with hot cocoa and a candy cane, like something that is you can buy in bulk that then is the same thing, that then everyone gets an option. It's not like, oh, well, she got something better than I did.
You can pick what you want out the pack.
I just got an idea. Why didn't we think of this? What about baking something? I know nobody wants to eat out of anybody else's kitchen anymore.
Allergens, ick,
but
cooking.
You never know. People don't wash their hands.
I want to go there.
But
nope.
I'm just saying, my mom.
That's not it.
That was what my mom did our whole childhood. We always carried. I always brought in my mom's bread, and she'd make this amazing pineapple zucchini bread at the holidays. And every year they were like, "Where's your mom's pineapple?" It's so.
I can imagine it. That's not cool no more.
I might
though.
Get into baking from scratch to make it for you just once. But
please?
Anyway,
please.
I might just
okay.
once. Please. But that
Seriously.
Being said. Yeah. That being said,
you can't do that, but you can't bake like that no more. You just said it on the front end. You don't trust people's kitchen, allergens, and at this rate, you just don't even know, so stay away from it. I love the idea. Great.
No, you're right.
But you can't no more.
Angie, this isn't working. We're going to have to go back to the phones.
But you sparked something, Angie. A little gift pack, an edible arrangement. Let everybody eat the pineapples and the strawberries.
Yep. We're getting better.
Angie, good job, Angie.
Love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you.
Love you back. Bye.
All right, one song. We're going to take your calls and texts. What do? All these daycare workers, gifts or no gifts? This couple's at odds. We'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so somebody doesn't know what to do. Oh, they got three kids, and this couple's at odds over getting the daycare workers' gifts because there's so many of them.
There's three kids, five daycare workers, plus whoever else is in the building. You're starting to add too many bodies, man. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays. We love you.
Let's go
Bye.
To Bree in Pewaukee, because it works at a daycare.
Oh, hey, Bree.
Bree, it's like you answered the call.
This might be about
Morning.
You.
Morning.
Hey, what do you think?
So we actually had a family ask a very similar question because they have four kids at our center, and they were like, well, we don't want to spend so much money. We love you guys.
They said it to you?
Dang. I've been at my center for 3 years. I'm friends with the family.
Okay. So it's like, girl, y'all are expensive already, and then y'all are expensive on the holidays. So then
what happened?
What happened?
So my co-teacher and I have the idea of them sponsoring like a breakfast for the whole center. So if you buy like a whole bunch of bagels and coffee and donuts
that's
and
like
stuff
a
like that.
Panera box for like Genius. 40,
exactly.
50 bucks and you're done.
Exactly.
You have just given
Cracked
me and everybody else on the planet a great idea of how to feed.
Yep.
And
I'm buying breakfast anytime I need to bring a gift now. No,
gonna,
dibs. Yep. Dibs, my idea. Dibs.
I'm going to like send lunch. Forget you. I'm going to like send lunch. I better be careful what I say on the air.
Yeah, keep stumbling over them words.
Never
Good.
Mind. Never mind.
Nope.
Before I make promises I can't fulfill.
Nah, Bree, hold on though.
Hold on.
Let's sponsor a breakfast.
Smart.
You don't even got to go that crazy because what's two dozen donuts cost at Dunkin' or something?
Nothing.
Man?
20 bucks.
You spending 50 max if you're trying to go all out with the coffees and make it fancy and ooh la la.
Dude.
Bree.
But that way you cover the whole center instead of just your kids' teacher. So if you want to spoil the whole center, you can.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a little sum because now whether you take one donut, a half a donut, or a whole four.
Yeah. Amazing.
Bree, that's so good.
Amazing.
So good.
Well, you guys have a good day. I'm actually
too.
On my way into my center now.
Hopefully somebody's sponsoring your breakfast because that was good.
That was very good.
We'll see.
All right. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays, you guys.
You too. Bye.
Genius.
Wow.
Just get a big group meal and
whatever it is.
Even if you drop it off, then you're even festive with it. You could have it delivered.
And then you don't got to worry about you cooking it, allergens, because you pick your own
Yep. All right, let's go to Selena in West Bend because she is a postal worker. We were just talking about this. All the people that serve you in your life at the holidays and tipping them.
I mean, anything for Selena's. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
All right, so what's your input? We're talking about not knowing what to get because there's so many daycare workers, and I don't know if people give you gifts and tips, but I talked to...
You see the same families giving them their mail?
I wave to my mail guy every day, and I'm always thinking, I wonder what his story is. Has he got a family? What's his deal?
I think about him when I'm clearing the path in the winter. I'm like, I really hope they don't slip, man.
Right?
Let me throw some salt down for Roger, my boy.
Selena.
We appreciate that. You would not believe.
Okay.
I get a lot of tips over Christmas, and I keep track of every single one, and I write a thank you card, and for the whole rest of the year, their packages get...
Express.
Treatment.
Express. Ooh. That's why my envelopes are bent. I ain't getting my mailman no presents, and he's keeping tabs on me.
Forget you, man.
I'm sorry, Roger.
As for like a group gift, getting just a box of chocolate or two, they can put it in the break room, and everyone can take a piece.
Smart.
And it won't cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
Like there's edible arrangements, something that you could put in the kitchen, in the main, in the common, where you go, oh, this is from
the Faith family. DZ's not a big fan of crumble cookies. I know it's shocking, but a lot of people are not. You either love them or you don't.
Yeah.
But that's another one. Just deliver cookies.
Just a bunch of cookies, bun but you cakes. Don't got to bake them.
Bun cakes. You could do bun cakes,
nothing
dude.
Nothing bun cakes.
Oh, my God.
Now,
cakes.
Now I'm on a roll of bakeries.
And it doesn't have to be made by you. That is the key right there. Mm-hmm. And you're still supporting other businesses, right? You spreading that holiday cheer and love. Everybody feels good. I think we did some today,
there
y'all.
There is an amazing bakery in the Milwaukee Public Market, C. Adams. You know what? Now I got to go.
Now we got to go. Now we just hungry.
All I'm thinking about is food.
Well,
I got to go.
Selena, great advice. We appreciate you.
Thanks for delivering
you so
our mail,
much
especially
love.
On Sunday. Yeah. They make you work every day. Jeez.
Seriously, you the bestest. Especially right now, you the bestest.
Love you.
Ooh, we love you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
You ready for tonight?
I am.
Because we not only have our holiday party, but we have our toy drive today from 3 to 5 at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. So Oak Creek, we're coming for you. And I have to tell you, Bella in Kenosha was like, well, can you wait? I'll be there at 4:45 because people work.
Ooh.
And I was like, we will be there till 5. And then I am leaving immediately because I have to go MC the Christmas tree lighting in New Berlin.
Right.
So I love you all, but there is no waiting around today.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
We hope to see you from 3 to 5 in Oak Creek today. Well, so,
and I'm going
to
have the boys with me too. Mm-hmm. So it's like... Come on now. Oh, you know
you
how that goes.
Oh,
I'm
going to
have the boys with me.
You want to bring them with me to the Christmas tree lighting?
Nope.
Fine. This is the time of the holidays, though, where it's getting crazy. Everybody's lighting trees. Everybody's having holiday parties. Everybody's doing a toy drive. Don't ask me where to donate toys. Somebody messaged
me.
And I wrote her back, and I was like, yeah, we're having a toy drive. Then I started seeing them, and I'm like, there's a lot of places to give back, which is nice. But come to ours tonight, because it's for Children's Wisconsin.
Farm and Fleet.
Our sports station does it every year, and we go out there and help. And, you know, you come by, and you can buy gifts at Blaine's, or you can just bring them.
And here's what it is. It's new, unopened gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, you know, donate if you'd prefer, so that they will buy gifts on your behalf, right? But the thing is, please don't bring any violent type gifts. I was peeping on the site. Like, no Nerf guns, no boxing gloves, nothing that promotes like fighting, like play swords, stuff like that. But new unwrapped toys of all varieties.
I love going into Blaine's Farm and Fleet and thinking I'm rich and just buying a bunch of toys and feeling like Santa and then donating them and then leaving. It feels good.
It's fun to help Santa.
There are kids in the hospital. Like, we can move around. We can go shop. We can do our thing. These kids can't leave the hospital. Yeah. That sucks,
and
man.
Something cool that I learned last year from Sparky, you know, our coworker who's the catalyst of all this, if you will, is that they have a wonderful system in place that they don't just push these toys and go like, give them out. They have them. They give out a lot of holiday toys, but then throughout the year, you know, kids get sick all the time.
So they use them throughout the year.
They use them as like little anchors, if you will, for children, for family,
lift
for
their
people.
Spirit.
Lift their spirits when you're in a very tough moment in life, and it's not only around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So just so people really understand that this isn't just for the holidays, even though it's around the holidays.
Right.
This goes year round, and kids enjoy these things year round.
I can't wait. It's so nice to see how happy the kids are. We're going to be out today, 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. Come visit us at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, right off Rawson, dude. Rawson and the freeway.
Yeah.
You get off. I don't know if the construction's still crazy over in OC, but
I don't think it's done yet.
Oh, yeah, damn. Well, you know, just get off and come see us.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible. Okay. We're coming back with Am I the Jerk? And then we've got power passes to Summerfest. And somebody from the Brewers is going to join us on the show today.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Brewers called. They said, can we come on? And we said, All right. Yeah.
Why
what are you
not?
Sending? Well, you sure you don't need me to go to somewhere else?
We'll pull up to the locker room, Allie says.
I'm in another country.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Am I the jerk for not inviting my dad's new girlfriend to Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Awkward. That's what this person wants to know.
Ooh.
It says, hey, Allie and DZ, I want to remain anonymous for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
My dad has a new girlfriend that he's been dating for a couple of months now. My parents have been divorced for a few years, but it's still entirely, extremely awkward between them.
Okay. I figured, yeah.
So now with Christmas coming up and him having a girlfriend for the first time, I decided not to invite her.
Ooh.
Because it just feels awkward. I don't even know if my mom's going to join us for the family Christmas.
Oh, dang
but
it.
I don't really have any interest in meeting the new girlfriend yet. It's only been a couple of months, and it's just not time to bring her to a holiday yet.
So it's new for the... Okay, so it's a new relationship.
For the dad.
Which means it's a new relationship for the family.
She's an adult.
Right.
And her parents have been divorced for a few years, and now her dad's got a new girlfriend. And she's like, I'm not inviting him to Christmas.
Ooh.
But, or I'm not inviting the girlfriend.
Which basically means you're not
then
inviting your dad.
He wants to bring the girlfriend. Really?
Yeah.
Is the dad not going to come?
I mean, there's
He's
a chance.
He's going to come without the girlfriend.
There's a chance.
Okay.
And you got to be ready for that, right? Like, realistically, in my opinion, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, but this is... I don't want to...
I don't know.
So they want to know if they're not or are the jerk for not inviting their dad's new girlfriend to the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I say, see, this is really hard for me because I want to immediately go, not the jerk. She's too new to the family.
Same.
This is a family holiday.
Same.
It's not appropriate yet. But adults move quick, especially when they're old.
And when you've got your life more or less figured out, right?
You're more established. It's easier to move quicker because you know who you are. You know what you want. Your life is pretty much set for a lot of people. So, you know, the dad may just be like, I met someone. I know this is it. So what if it's been a couple of months? It feels like years.
We're locked in, right?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
And you really do never know if that's the scenario. Great. Wonderful for the father. But that I guess that doesn't mean the family has to be ready to accept her like that. But here's the thing. You're grown enough for your pops, your family, your mom and dad to at least be past 40, maybe 50 or older, right? Because you got to be in my brain, you're an adult, at least 25.
Yeah.
You're at least 25, which means they are, in my brain, double your age.
Yes, 100%.
Roughly 50.
So that would be someone who's like, all right, I'm all in.
You're going to tell your parents that, no, you can't bring XYZ? That's bold. That is bold. But it is a choice. I want to say jerk because you just got to give somebody a chance sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say, why are you making this hard? Because I'm picturing myself going, well, if I was a new girlfriend, I'd be like, let me come. But then
I'm like,
no, it's not appropriate, man. Even if they are all adults.
I'm tiptoeing because I feel like I've got some experience.
Really? Say more.
I will not.
Come on. DZ, tell us everything. Your parents are divorced.
Yeah, my parents have been separated for years.
Did they get divorced when you, how old were you?
I was already an adult. I was like 19. Yeah,
and you're
19.
32 now.
I'm 32
so
now.
So you've been divorced a long time now.
For quite some time, quite frankly, right? And even before then, my parents' relationship was a little estranged and they made it work.
Well, if you're getting divorced, it's probably not that great. As someone who's been divorced, people try to act like this amicable nonsense.
Yeah.
Usually it's not like that.
People don't normally get divorced overnight. We can just say what it is, right?
Thank you very much. There's a lot, and they had a long marriage, so there was a lot to unpack, for sure.
Yeah. A lot to unpack, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they both started kind of seeing other people, I had moments with both of my parents, both my mom and my dad, where I went, I don't really care for each one of y'all's partners like that, just so you guys know.
Was it because you wanted them together? Because you just didn't like the partners they picked?
My parents suck together. I do not want them together.
Oh, noted.
No,
okay.
They do not need to be married. They are much better people alone.
I wish my parents would have picked up on that. Anyway, you were saying.
It took a long time and a lot of resentment built, and I'm not going to say, you know, that it isn't still rough for some people in some aspects, but they are not a good couple. They are not a good match, and at no point in time did I think, no, I'd rather my parents be together as a family. I want my family back.
So
no.
It had nothing to do with you not wanting to invite the new significant others with your parents. Had nothing to do with them.
It had everything to do with me not feeling like they were a good fit and almost being protective of my family and going, I want somebody different for you. I want you to be with somebody 100%. But this just ain't it. What is going on? Like, are you making bad lateral moves right now?
And when you don't invite someone, that's hardcore, DZ. You're always like inclusive.
Everybody.
And like, oh, let's include him. So for you to go, I'm not inviting my mom or dad's boyfriend or girlfriend is a lot. And that's exactly what's going on Am I the Jerk today. They want to know if they're the jerk for not inviting their dad's new girlfriend to Christmas. Their parents are divorced for a few years, and she said, my dad's dating a new girlfriend for a couple months, but I don't want her to at Christmas. She's a jerk.
I still want to say, yeah, she is the jerk, because around the holidays, that's when your heart should open up and go give people a chance, because one, people are normally on their best behavior around the holidays.
Until
trying to
everybody
spread that
gets
cheer.
Drunk and starts screaming at each other.
Then
give
two,
me a break.
You get a little leeway to know what they really are about, and sometimes when something goes wrong, now you know they aren't the right fit.
True.
No, but I'm leaning towards jerk, for real. I really am.
Someone texted in and said, that one's hard because I have little kids and having to explain to them a girlfriend and it's a grandpa and grandma and then a girlfriend, and then what if they aren't there the next year? And then you have to explain that one, and that was difficult. Ah, so if you have kids, you're going, here's your new grandma, but it's not because she'll be gone in 2 months, so she's not your grandma.
She is not a new grandma. I'm sorry to say, and especially in my case, my kids meet my dad's partner every time they see her.
Really?
And they know who she is, right?
Yeah.
But
their grandma.
That's not a grandma figure.
That's grandpa's girlfriend.
That's the lady with grandpa.
I love it so much.
What else you want me to say, dog?
And there'll be more. 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for not inviting her dad's new girlfriend to Christmas? That's what she wants to know. What are we naming her? We haven't given them a name in a couple of days. It's always the best part of this part. Come on. She's not inviting them.
No invite Irene?
No invite. You always go to Irene.
Why? Really?
I don't know. It's one of your names.
Really?
We always go to the same names, I feel like.
Huh. No invite Irina, then.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for not inviting her dad's new girlfriend to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my dad has a new girlfriend. My parents have been divorced for a few years, but he's been dating this new woman for a couple of months, and she decided not to invite her. And now he wants to know why. And so she's like, am I the jerk? I don't want to invite her to Christmas.
Is it that big of a deal? I mean, maybe it is. I think around the holidays, it is that open arms, try new experience, and maybe let dad's new girlfriend come to the holidays for the one time.
Somebody said we should call her no girlfriend Glinda.
I like that one.
And then somebody else said that she is a jerk unless you cleared it with the dad. Take a chance. This might affect your relationship with your dad, especially if he cares or even loves her.
Mm. I will say I'd probably talk to my dad less because he knows I don't rock with his girl like that. So yeah, man.
Anna from Milwaukee says jerk too. Did she never bring her new boyfriend when her parents hosted? Okay, let's go to the phones. Courtney is in Racine this morning. Hi, Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning.
You going jerk or not the jerk for not bringing dad's or not inviting dad's new girlfriend to Christmas?
Absolutely not the jerk. And here is why. My parents have been divorced for a very long time.
Okay.
And my mom has been with her significant other since, I want to say, my oldest was a couple months old and he's now 8. So that is considered their papa.
Long term,
papa,
yeah.
They love papa.
Okay.
Now my dad, on the other hand, goes through girlfriends like he probably goes through underwear, unfortunately.
Oh my goodness.
And so we have this thing where they don't come around my kids. I will meet her. That's fine. But we are not a revolving door in our household. And so some of the ones that he brings over are not the greatest, but
but yeah, it's
go on.
It's
what are their names and locations?
No, hey, yo, chill.
I'm totally kidding. Courtney, okay.
Yeah, but we definitely have that rule, and in the past it has affected our relationship a little bit.
Sure.
Of course, yeah.
Me and my husband stand on business when it comes to that.
Got to.
And
it's your babies.
You know, that's my dad's decision, and I can't force him to choose me or anybody else over his priority.
Oh, you're triggering. Girl, you're triggering so many people who felt like their parents pick love over them. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, you're triggering people.
Papa's a rolling stone. You're going to have to let him roll on.
I was triggered a little bit when I heard it, but.
I bet.
Jinx. All right, Courtney, love you. Have a good day.
Kicks it
love
off.
You guys. Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
All right, let's go to Kelly in Oak Creek next. Courtney said not the jerk for not inviting dad's new girlfriend to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kelly, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Holla at us.
So jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Double dub.
Too short of a relationship.
It's the relationship. Too short. Right? Really?
Yes. If it was more long term, she's been around, that's different. Like the other caller said, she knows the kids, knows the family, not just somebody, Tom, Dick, or Harry coming over for Christmas because, and get together with the family. That's too personal. Christmas is, no.
So any longer, if it was next year around the same time, would you feel differently? And would you say, yeah, jerk, you know, maybe invite her?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Come next year, right now, couple months, no.
Oh,
go do what you guys have to do, but no, don't bring her around my kids, my family, my family time, love. No, too much awkwardness, not necessary because they could end next week.
That's fair.
Not an option.
You ain't
not
getting into this enough. Holiday ham. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No, not at all. All right, not the jerk. That's two not the jerks.
Hard no.
Hard.
See, DZ, if this was you now, you wouldn't be the jerk.
Thank you. I mean, it's not me.
But if it was.
Right.
All right. Well, Kelly, thanks for sharing. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Happy holidays. Bye. Dog, crazy that the time of the relationship matters.
It does. It really does. 2 months versus 2 years is a big difference. Ebony texted in our girl and said, don't be a beef jerky, shawty. It's the holidays. Be merry.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's too soon, Ebony. He's only been dating her for a couple of months. It's
Did we not say sometimes you find your forever partner even when you have been divorced? You find them quick and you find them fast. You find them hard.
When you're older, because you know a lot more who you are and what
older.
You want.
They're older.
It also makes it harder to find people.
So when you do find somebody, it's
you're
nice
like,
that
this
you.
This is it.
This is it, right? Mm. Whether it is or isn't. Sometimes this is it. And in a lot of cases, for the old heads, it is.
Well, let's go to Maddie in Waukesha and see if she has a different opinion. Hey, Maddie.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. DZ, you got your broom.
Oh, it's
and,
a sweep.
And Allie, you got your vacuum.
Yeah.
Because we're clean sweeping this one.
sweep. Dang.
Hell yeah. Not the jerk for not inviting your dad's girlfriend to Christmas. Do you have experience with this?
They're not personally, but I just, like DZ said, okay, they have to be at least somewhat older if they've got, or if the dad has grown children.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, this girlfriend probably has family of her own that she has to go see at Christmas, number one.
So it's like it's not like she doesn't have a place to go, sort of thing.
Right.
And then there's also the expectation with usually people give gifts around Christmas. Well, now am I stressing out to have to get this chick that I barely know or don't have barely even met a gift, you know?
Great point. So such a great point. I cannot disagree in the least, dog.
Maddie, you just cleared it out there with your little vacuum sweep, see?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, Maddie.
Maddie, did we lose
you? Did we lose you?
Nope. I'm here. Oh, she is. I'm listening to you guys.
Oh, okay, girl. Well, you can hang on the phone all you want and listen to us.
That's crazy. I mean, but it's sweeped.
Mm-hmm. Clean sweep today. She is not the jerk for not inviting her parents, her dad's new girlfriend.
You know,
I'm sorry,
that's right.
All you people dealing with this, good luck.
Good luck.
I don't want it to be me. I just, of all the problems we got, you had another one. Like, now you got dad and mom's girlfriend.
This ain't it.
Another
Nope. I'm already spending too much money on the holidays. No, thank you. Now, Maddie, we appreciate
maybe
you so
next
much.
Year. Maybe next year.
Maybe.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Maddie.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Much love. Bye.
All right. So, it's not the jerk.
Yeah.
Tons of texts say jerk, though. That's what's so funny. A bunch of the texts say jerk, but nobody calling said jerk.
Oh, so nobody that wanted to call him a jerk had the ability to call, huh?
Somebody said, I hope your dad would respect your no, because what if he says okay to your no and she can't come, but then he shows up anyway with her? Ooh. Oh, well, then it'd be.
I'm already
know.
Knowing that's happened to somebody, dude. And that's ultimate disrespect
that
at that point.
That is so disrespectful.
Me and my dad are fighting at that rate.
Totally. Absolutely. All right, let's get to now the Summerfest tickets. We have to give away Power Passes. You guys, we're trying to make your holidays better by giving you gifts. We've got Power Passes this hour, and then after 8 o'clock, more Summerfest tickets to see Alex Warren at the amphitheater.
Y'all know how clutch these 9-day U.S. Cellular Power Passes are. It gets you into every single day of Summerfest. Every single
day. You know the value on that? It's a lot. I can give you the number, but I don't want to be braggy. It's a lot, okay?
I mean, it's 58 years of Summerfest. They had done a sale for $58, bro, but it's worth more than 58.
It's so worth more. Okay, so you're going to win Power Passes if you're caller 26 right now, 414-533-1037. You want to go to Summerfest with the U.S. Cellular 9-day Power Passes for 2026? We'll be caller 26 right now, 414-533-1037. Pull up Kathy in Watertown. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, buenos dias.
Good morning.
Hi. You calling to try to win these 9-day Power Passes to Summerfest?
Right.
I sure am.
Girl.
Well, what were you doing when you tried to win?
What's happening in Watertown?
Yeah, what's Watertown like?
I'm trying to stay warm out here in Watertown. It's a bit chilly.
Well, the polar vortex has finally hit.
It's upon us.
It's upon us. I mean, here we go again.
They said something about negative something, I shivered.
I know. Ooh. Same, dude.
But you know where you don't got to shiver?
At Summerfest. Because you're going.
Yeehaw. Woo! I'm so excited.
She said, yeehaw.
I love the yeehaws out there. I ain't going to lie. Y'all make me feel good. Yeehaw.
Kathy, you're going to Summerfest. You got 9-day Power Passes. When's the last time you were at Summerfest? I'm hoping you've been.
It's been a couple years. I didn't go last year.
Girl.
So, I know. So this will be great.
You're going to make up for it with all 9 days this year.
That part. All 9 days.
Kathy, have a great time at the fest, and somebody will be in touch to get you hooked up, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Jinx.
Have a great day.
Bye. Jinx.
Dang it, bro. Why you keep jinxing me today, bro?
I don't know.
Man, I'm not on my game.
You're trying to copy me. I don't know. Ask yourself.
I know you are, but what am I?
Okay, so tomorrow we'll have your last chance at those and then Dumpster Fire Dating. And let me tell you something.
What?
Dumpster Fire is crazy this week.
What
I had
happened?
To block a man on social media.
Oh, God.
And when I tell you the background on this dude, people are going to be so annoyed with this guy.
Yeah, no, this one.
This guy's nuts. This guy, hide your wives, hide your kids for Dumpster Fire tomorrow. Okay.
Hide your TTs too, just to be safe.
Coming up next.
What's up?
We not only have somebody from the Brewers joining us.
Ooh.
We also have more tickets to Summerfest.
Yep.
And something's happening tonight in our world, if I can even make it there.
So the crew,
I'm trying.
More to do and some stuff to tell you.
And some work stuff. We have to have a family meeting next.
I don't want to.
But it involves the listeners. We need their help.
Oh, okay.
Family meeting.
You know I get weird about family meetings.
Well, we have to have one.
Okay.
It's important.
Fine.
And it involves our festivities tonight.
Fine.
Okay? All right. Coming up next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Yeah, we are. When was the S?
Hi.
What up,
so guys? Tonight... This is kind of funny. We have a holiday party tonight, and DZ and I are sitting here realizing we don't think either one of us is going to be at it.
I know.
I'm like, well, Hope you have fun.
Well,
I'm so over the holidays.
Bring me a doggy
I'm run
bag.
Down. I cannot wait for vacation at this point. So today we have so much going on, and they have our holiday party, of course, on a Thursday because nobody else works on Friday but us. But anyway, I digress. So it's their Friday. So they have a party tonight, and I was excited because they actually are doing it at a nice place, which shall remain nameless because it's personal.
We ain't gonna put it out
there.
But
Hard Pants actually got us an expensive party.
One of our bosses was like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna pull out.
Because remember,
pull out
I made
stops.
Fun of him a couple years ago because we had. Well, maybe I said they gave us lame parties. Maybe I didn't say it was us, but I definitely went off about it on the air.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I was like, dude, what is this cheap party? They're trying to throw us in our own building. Like, I'm good.
I remember.
Little
potluck.
So Hard Pants up the game. We're going to a steakhouse this year, y'all. But I don't think either one of us can go. I really had it on my calendar. But my calendar, I'm not even going to get to this thing until 7:30 or something, and it only goes 6 to 9.
Well,
and I'm like, do I want to go all the way downtown to a steakhouse? Yes. Do I want to go all the way downtown after running across southeastern Wisconsin all day?
All day?
I don't know.
That's tough.
I think I'm going to miss the holiday party
your
now.
Your boys are a little bit older, right?
You know, so they're with their dads. They're not even my...
They're not even your problem.
They're not even my problem.
They're not even your problem.
No, my boys are gone.
See, I don't have that luxury.
My problem is my calendar.
jokes.
I wish.
Jokes.
You want to send yours to my exes?
Can we?
No.
Because then we got a babysitter, and then Aaron could be able to make it, because that's the thing, bro. Now we've got to try to find a sitter, and quite frankly, it's not as easy as it always seems. You know that.
Oh, and it has to be worth it, because we can talk about this for real, because if you're paying a sitter now, you now are paying someone to go to the holiday party that's supposed to be a thank you to
Correct.
You, but now your money's coming out of your pocket.
Correct.
As a parent with small kids, I remember those days. You have to decide, is it even worth it?
Well, and it's a scenario where, not to bust it out, but we got the plus one, which is very nice. Obviously, bring your significant other.
Every holiday party should have a plus
one. But when
one.
Your significant other and you have kids
you have to get a sitter
you've got to figure that out or you're not doing it. And then now you're putting, hate to say it like this, but you're putting us in a position to leave from a charity event like the toy drive to then run
to a holiday party,
right? So from going outside in the vortex weather, we've been put in a little bit of a hard position.
And then
with something
to do
we
a tree
do
lighting
do.
In New Berlin tonight, which I'm very excited about that they invited me to do that, so thank you.
So
I'm running to that after our toy drive, and I just don't even think I'm gonna get to the party. Like, I really don't.
It's a lot to
it's hitting
to.
Me today. Like, everything's hitting me that I don't have time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I just don't have time
to just throw some extra on top.
Oh,
bro.
God, what
my
what
knee
now?
My knee, bro.
Oh, I forgot about your knee.
Didn't we all? I'm still healing from my knee surgery back in May. This winter hasn't necessarily started
so
off
cold.
To a great start. I fell literally on the first snow.
Yeah.
The first big snow we had a couple days back, busted my behind.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest I have fallen in years.
Mm-hmm.
One, I still hurt a little bit from that.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I've been going so nonstop that my body hasn't gotten the chance to really
recover.
You know how I got this new bed, right? This Beyond Sleep Tech, the Vibrasonic, bruh, I haven't gotten the chance to really run it into the ground yet, because the second I get home, I just pass out.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, I pass out, because it's like you throw the vibration mode setting on and just... I've been falling asleep
fast.
I'm
so jealous of your new bed. That's nice.
But besides the vibration setting, I ain't been able to do nothing else with the bed like that, because I'm just falling asleep. Like, I fall asleep so fast. It's
You're
beautiful.
I'm so tired.
I'm grateful that I'm falling asleep fast, but I'm so tired and I get
Dude,
in
DC
the bed
and
so
I
comfortable.
Go to the holiday party. 414-533-1037. I don't
For
think
real.
It's in our cards, and I'm so upset because Hard Pants finally threw an expensive one and I can't even make it.
I want to go.
I want to, but I can't.
I
have
know.
To say, this is. I'm getting to the place where I want to cry. Because I have to say no to things, and I hate saying no to things.
And it's no to the things that we want to do. It's no to the things that we want to do.
We actually want to do, correct?
Not for real.
We have to say no.
We got to say no to steak.
To help the other people.
We got to say no to steak.
Do you want to meet for steak? Tomorrow? Oh, wait, you have a game.
I can't, bruh. I told you, we booked, and then we got the parade Saturday.
We're coming for you.
We are extremely.
I've never felt this much pressure and stress on the holidays. I feel like this year, what happened
But here's
to us?
It. We're grateful. We're extremely thankful.
So grateful.
We are appreciative of all of these opportunities.
Thank
the fact
you.
That people show us so much love, want us around, and like us around, right? But that's what happens, and we're just being completely honest and going, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Got to breathe.
I need a breath.
I really don't got a chance to take one.
Or, and I ain't got one of those.
Man.
Or a third brain or something. Go to the phones. Third people are calling. Screw it. You know what? We'll go to two. Why not? Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Yo, it's the boy, the OG.
Roger.
I needed this. I needed you in my life. For Roger, real. Sometimes our regulars, when I'm on the verge of tears because I'm so overwhelmed and overstimulated, sometimes you guys come in and just give me the calmness I needed. So, Roger, right. It's good to hear your voice.
Theme songs first.
I'm pulling up.
You already here, man. You on the air, well, baby. Bring them out.
DZ, you do call me quite a bit. Thank God. If you weren't in here, it'd really be bad.
But when
right
I'm
now.
Ramped up, I don't help, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when I'm equally as exhausted.
And when I'm ramped up with you.
You know, sometimes.
Roger, we're overstimulated.
Sometimes.
We're overwhelmed. Help.
Yeah, thing one and thing two need a thing three.
We need a thing three.
For real. Speaking of threes.
A third arm. Roger. Hi.
What's up?
Deep breaths for the holidays.
Facts.
Should we go to the holiday party, Roger?
Right. Are you overwhelmed, man? What's up?
What's happening?
Yeah. Go to the holiday party.
When?
You're saying go?
When it's over?
Hey, they'll save a plate for you.
Oh, will they?
You think they'll save a plate? Okay. If we tell them to save a plate because we're pulling up late, you think they'd save a plate?
The party's from 6 to 9. I can't even get there till probably 7:30. At that point, I'm like, why am I going all the way back downtown after I went Oak Creek, New Berlin, downtown? Like, are you kidding me
and
right now?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Go ahead, Roger. He's right. We do work hard for this. We love our jobs.
And we love do our like jobs. The hustle, and we do like to work. But
we appreciate our coworkers to many degrees.
100%.
Right? So it's like, but this is just another thing to add that we've known about it, but then it comes about and you go, oh my goodness.
It's too much.
Roger, you're saying go? You're saying go, though.
I'm saying go, man.
Wow.
You guys work hard for this. And I'm just going to put it like this, you know. If it's carnivores, you better go.
It's not carnivore, but it is an expensive steakhouse downtown. Hey-o!
Naming all them steakhouses, bro.
Carnivore, same vibe, though.
Allie, stop taking names off the list.
Oh,
people
going
to know where we at, bro.
So we are, or maybe, or maybe is not finally at. Throwing us an expensive party, and DZ and I can't even go because he needs a sitter. It's too much. I'm busy. Lord.
If I
and
show
it's on
up,
a Thursday, by the way, which I don't appreciate.
If I show up, you know it's not until after 7, and you know it's by myself, so then I'm going to be there from 7 to 8, maybe 8:30 and
maybe
go.
Maybe you should go eat steak and go home.
Well, guess what?
We
still got to be up the next day for the show.
I
so
know.
It's, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody's enjoying the party.
We're not really enjoying the party.
We're like the only ones who work on Fridays, let's be real. And so everybody else in the building who's off the air is going to party. They probably all are so, they got new outfits tonight. They're all excited and they got a sitter.
Looking all peace,
and
DZ nice.
And I, we show up straggling, clothes hanging behind me.
Wearing Kiss FM.
Seven bags.
Gear. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Winter boots on. And we're going to eat good, but it's going to be a nice place. And we're going to walk in, fish out of water, looking like, you know, coming in like a bat out of hell because we just came from 15 different places.
I feel like I'm in such a negative spot at the holidays, and I need to get pulled out of it because I'm overwhelmed.
Maybe the holiday party will help. I mean, and that's what Roger's getting at. Maybe the holiday party will help.
You guys going to be all right. But I'm going to see y'all later on tonight.
Roger, we're going
to
see you at the toy drive.
Are you coming to the toy drive? Yep. Well, I'll be there until I have to leave.
I'll be there the whole time. I got you.
Allie, I'm going to be the toy drive when I get there.
This guy.
I'm pulling up.
Roger, we cannot wait to see you.
You the best, Roger. We appreciate
you.
All right, we'll see you later.
Later at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. See you later.
We'll be panicking still.
Love
you
guys. Love you, Batman. Peace. Bye. I don't know. I guess we just need a woo-saw moment, right? I've never felt this way at the holidays. I don't know what changed this year, but it's too much.
I don't know about you, but maybe I just needed to vent a little bit.
Maybe. You feel better?
I feel better. Okay. I feel like it's more manageable, right? Like, I don't feel less overwhelmed by any means. By any means. I feel like being overwhelmed is just going to be like the state.
Well, that's because you have nothing in between the toy drive and the party.
Yeah.
It's already enough to have the toy drive into the party. Well, I got something in between the toy drive and the party.
I didn't tell you any of the other private events that were supposed to be doing. Like, we're loaded, we're booked, we've gotten zero time between doctor's appointments, between baby showers, between all the rest.
Everybody's got a holiday party. But I am grateful I was invited to parties, because there have been years where I haven't been invited to any parties. And this year, there's too many.
What? Did I say that out loud? Oops.
Yes.
Oops.
Never mind.
Oops.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We still have Summerfest tickets. Don't worry. Those are coming up in the next 15 minutes. But the Brewers called, and we answered the call, DZ.
Yeah, we did.
Ah, it's 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. I want to welcome to the show from the Brewers, the Milwaukee Brewers.
We got the crew in the house.
Oh, welcome, Sean Marefka. Not only are we Instagram friends,
oh,
but he's also the senior director of retail and restaurant operations
that's
for the Brewers.
Ooh, that's a big title.
Is it AmFam Field or the Brewers or the whole field?
American Family Field. There, good morning.
Okay.
Good
morning.
Morning. What's going on, Sean?
Welcome, Sean. How's it going?
It's good. We're getting ready for our big sale that kicks off on Friday. We'll be open Friday through Sunday to the fans.
Okay, wait. Slow down. Yeah. The Brewers
big
clubhouse.
Sale?
You jumped right into it.
Right,
look,
my man.
I do. I'm
off.
So excited
Sean.
For this sale. So
he knows where to go immediately.
We just started. No, hold on.
Allie's got an old Brewers hat that she needs a new one of that she's wearing right now.
This Brewers hat came from Sean and the Brewers, the MKE hat that I'm wearing today, along with my Brewers jersey that says Faith on the back. And I love that. I have two Brewers jerseys.
It's tough because it says MKE in yellow and then 414 in the blue behind. Like, you got to know, bro. That's cool.
That's
Sean,
a city connect. Yeah.
I know we're talking about the big sale and how AmFam Field's going to be open this weekend because I want to talk about everything you guys have going on. But you work in merch. Like, I have so many questions alone for that. How do you get to pick designs that we get on our Brewers shirts and hats? Do you pick those?
Yes, my retail team does.
Ooh,
we have a pretty robust team at the stadium that is from buyers to merchandisers to sales associates.
Okay.
We have probably about 100 to 125 staff on hand.
Dang. What's the biggest merch you've ever sold? Is there something that surprised you? You didn't know how well it was going to do?
Great question.
I would say the City Connect that you're probably wearing
was probably the light blue.
One of the most. Yeah, it's actually very interesting because it really hits into like our history, our past. It really resembles our city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really for everybody, but we really like to see how the younger age, the kids like my son that's 10, has embraced that jersey and that uniform.
So that
was pretty a shocker.
Totally.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're just talking to Sean Marefka, who works for the Brewers. He is the Senior Director of Retail and Restaurant Ops. But you were saying, because we were asking about merch and the merch you guys make at the Brewers and who makes that decision and what was the biggest seller, and the City Connect stuff was the biggest seller. That's interesting.
Well, speaking of biggest sellers, you guys got this big, ginormous sale that's going on.
What's happening?
What's the point of the sale, right? Like, is it focus? What is it? You guys just opening the doors? Come on.
Is it Christmas?
The point of the sale is to, we like to liquidate products that is either broken sizes, old, dated, aged, obsolete. And
this is like me shopping for a sale. This is like a
we
real
love
sale.
A liquidation
we
sale,
love
baby.
A liquidation
Come on now.
This is,
Come
this
on
is
now.
A liquidation sale.
Oh, my
this
goodness.
This is the last chance. This is the last chance to get the product that we have marked down.
Whoa.
And we mark it down it's savings up to 80% off.
What?
That's free.
The cool thing about it, too, is we take a place of the in the stadium. We take the visiting clubhouse and we convert it into a store.
Oh, that's
wait,
cool.
So
you get a deep look into
we
that's
get
cool.
to go into the dugout?
Into the clubhouse.
Well, you get to go into the visiting team's clubhouse.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Their locker room. Their locker room. Clubhouse is their locker room. Baseball's locker room. Yeah. But still very cool because you don't normally do anything like that when you go to a game. Come on now.
That's no, amazing. You don't get to see that. You don't get to see that space when you're a fan during the game. So it's a nice opportunity to come into the stadium, get down to the service level and see something that you haven't seen during the season.
So wait, when does it actually start? It starts on Friday, the clubhouse sale at AmFam Field for the Brewers merch.
Yes.
Okay.
We're open to the public on Friday from 8 to Friday and Saturday from 8 to 6
Shoot.
And Sunday from
we're on
8
the air
to 4.
Till 10, Sean. We can't get there till 10:07.
Oh, hey. You mean you need I can get you in. Whatever you want to come down today, I'll get you in. Well, you can walk in and be a sneak peek if you want. Let me know.
I'm so busy. Why do you keep offering things we want to do but can't?
We just went off on the air about how busy we are today. How overwhelmed we are. That's so funny, dude.
Yes, I want to be there.
But I'm coming through.
I'm so excited about this sale. Mm-hmm. It's always a good way for us to give back to our fans. For you to kind of get your last minute Christmas shopping or start your Christmas shopping.
80% off is crazy.
And everybody knows a sports fan. And if you're not, you're like me and you just love to go to the games and wear Brewers stuff. And so it's for everybody.
Or you just love the city. You love beer. Who knows?
Do you guys do this every year at the end of the year for all the Brewers merch that you're trying to get rid of?
Yeah, we've done this for, I mean, since County Stadium, really.
Let's go. Like,
it's been an annual thing that has just taken off.
I bet.
Fans look forward to it. They ask about it towards the end of the season when our date is going to be. So it's a good way. And we've also added to it, I should mention. Oh. We're also in the main store. We're going to have a festive meet and greet with Santa Bernie.
Santa Bernie's going to be there.
You're coming down at tonight.
Everybody opens the closet. Me and Bernie are secretly in there.
The slide is converted into a chimney. Okay.
Ellie and Bernie are hiding in the closet making out. Oh my god, that's hysterical.
What's the song? I saw mommy kissing Santa Bernie.
So we're talking to Sean Marefka, who works for the Brewers at AmFam Field. He is the senior director of retail and restaurant ops, and we're talking about the big sale this weekend, the Brewers Clubhouse Sale, which is a great way to get Christmas gifts, your own stuff.
At a great price, dog.
Oh my gosh.
You want to talk about beating Black Friday?
Mm-hmm, gee, this is good.
Allie, yeah. I know. So that hat you're wearing, like Sean said, it's not a hat for everybody, the colorway, whatever this, but think about it. Not many people are going to be able to say that they've got that hat, or you're going to see some things at this liquidation sale that aren't going to be around next season, and people years down the line are going to go, where'd you get that hat? Vintage, baby, don't worry about it. You weren't at the liquidation sale.
Sean, have I told you, I can't remember if I told you this or not, the most popular, the Brewers hat I get asked about nonstop. Do you know which one it is? It's not even the light blue one. Do you know which one it is?
Which one?
It's the kids one that I wear.
Oh, yes.
Sean.
I think I've messaged you a couple times on that. Yes. Like, I got to get you a new hat because you're wearing a kid's hat.
Dude, I've been wearing it for years, and I get the most compliments on it because what was that part of the kids
special?
Which
one's your kid's hat?
It's the,
Kids Club.
The Kids Club.
It was the Kids Club hat.
And it has the dark blue through it, and I would wear it all the time, and people would be like, I love that hat. And I'd be like, well, it's the Kids Club.
Child sizes.
It's the Kids Club hat.
One size fits most. Kids.
Love that one, man. It's
that means
so
you got
funny.
A small head then, bro. You fit a kid size?
Well, it kind of fits.
I heard,
Sean
heard.
Sean could tell it didn't fit my head. That's why he offered to get me a bigger one. Okay?
You make it fit. You make it fit.
Thank you. I love hats. So, well, Sean, this has been a delight. We're just talking about the big clubhouse sale. What else happens? So at AmFam Field this weekend, people can go shop, get up to 80% off some of these Brewers things. You said they liquidate all the stuff that maybe had a rip in it or whatever.
Doesn't even got to have a rip. It's just something that's been sitting on that shelf, bro. 80% off is insane. 8 to 6, that's a whole lot of shopping to do.
And Santa Bernie's going to be there.
Santa Bernie,
yeah, go ahead.
And of course, what you can do is you can stop by, you can have lunch at the Barrel Yard, or if you want to golf, you can do a round at X-Golf.
Wait, Sean, I forgot you guys put a golf thing in there, man.
It's really fun.
We did.
X-Golf is really, really, really fun.
Well, they also have, what's the alley called? The Third Street Market.
Well, it's the Third Street Market.
The market,
and then
yeah,
we have an
market.
Alley on. Yeah. That's only open during games.
Yeah, but alley's spelled like my name, so I love that area.
But it's not open, so don't get it twisted. But
I know.
But you guys do have some of the food. The Barrel Yard's open.
Barrel Yard. It's like the old TGI Fridays. It's now Barrel Yard, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Heard.
That's a hot spot to eat, too. Ooh-wee.
Like me to Long Island from there.
Well, Sean, I'm so happy you shared all this with us. This is good stuff. Anything else we need to know about the big sale the clubhouse?
I just want to add, if you're coming down, please consider rounding up. Northwestern Mutual, our financial partner, we're donating a roundup to Alex's Lemonade Stand, and they are in support of childhood cancer.
I'm learning more about Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, and I'm learning it because of you guys. So interesting. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
They do 15. They support about 1,500 research grants and supported about 15,000. Families to fight childhood cancer.
Wow. So not only are you going to get stuff on sale at the Brewers Clubhouse this weekend, but you're also going to be giving back.
Round up and give back.
Really cool.
That's great. That's awesome.
Cool. It's a win-win for everybody, Sean. Mm-hmm. You know?
Win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Win-win-win.
All right, well, go Brewers. Next year's our year, which is why I need to get more gear. I'm telling you, Sean, next year, we were on fire this year. The city was lit up. So we're going to rest and bring it back next year. All right. Well, go to the clubhouse sale this weekend at AmFam Field.
Support
the Brewers. Get your Christmas gifts and help give back and maybe see Santa Bernie if he's not in the closet with me. You know,
he'd sit on his lap. If Allie's not there first.
You know, I like a hairy man.
Get out of here. out of here.
I'm kidding.
Sean, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thanks again, Sean. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Later, man.
I love picking their brain and being like, what's your most popular merch? And which I wanted to ask which merch did the least. And I also wanted to ask,
what'd y'all pull off the shelves?
I wanted to say, which jersey did you sell the most of? Like, which player?
Ooh.
Because you know the players probably fight about that in fun ways. They're probably like, oh, I sold more than you.
You could probably look that up online, but I'd either say Bryce, that Bryce Terang or Miz was probably the highest sold jersey, being, you know, newer cats, big dog, making a splash.
I should have asked.
We should have asked him, not me.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'll message him.
He's the dang senior director of retail and restaurant ops, works with the Brewers. I work here.
You know our questions never stop, though. We get off the phone, we start thinking again. We're like, wait, I got one more question.
Wait,
Hold on.
Call back. Forget getting your kid ready, whatever. No,
I'm not kidding. If I can find time, I may hit up that AM/FM Field store because this is a good deal.
Do you not remember 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago,
we didn't have time to breathe?
Okay.
Well, we're going to breathe right now, and we're going to help everybody else out by giving away more Summerfest tickets.
Right now?
Right now, dude. We've got tickets to see Alex Warren. He is going to be headlining the AM/FM Amphitheater, and you could be going right now. It not only gets you into Summerfest, you're going to have plans for July 3rd next year. We've been taking caller 26. Let's keep going.
Feels right.
Yeah, for 2026, 414-533-1037. You want to see this guy when he is the headliner? Good luck. We're giving away tickets to see that guy right there, Alex Warren, when he headlines the AM/FM Amphitheater at Summerfest July 3rd next year. And guess who's on the phone?
I don't know.
Her name is Vanessa, and she's from Milwaukee. Good morning, Vanessa.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Guess what? I already met her. I just met her on, what, November 10th? Is that when I was at Pottawatomie?
I was
the bingo caller for Heart of Canal Street, which is, you know, a foundation that gives back to children's charities every year. Well, anyway, I went to be the bingo caller.
Right.
And these two beautiful women come up and they go, Allie, we came to see you. This is my partner. Anyway, it was Vanessa. And now she's
this
on,
Vanessa?
This Vanessa.
You met her, like, recently,
yes,
and now we're talking to her.
Because when I answered, she goes, Allie, I just met you at Pottawatomie. I'm like, oh my
gosh. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Universe. I feel so lucky right now. It was like a little lucky charm. It was so great to meet you.
I'm going to show DZ the picture right now. I'm showing him at you and your wife right
now. Yeah. Me and my wife were both from Chicago, and we were telling her how we love your guys' show. It makes us feel at home. Aww. We love Milwaukee. And we're so glad to see her.
Well,
it was awesome.
No, that's love.
We had a bonding moment. It was phenomenal.
We did.
So.
See y'all in the matching J's too. Okay.
Always.
Oh, yeah, he's looking at that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're still using one of those free period tracking apps, it's time to level up. Natural Cycles is the only birth control and fertility app that's FDA cleared. It doesn't just guess based on your last period. It uses your actual body temperature to figure out your fertile days so you can prevent or plan for pregnancy naturally. Plus, it's designed to keep your data secure. Join the millions who've made the switch. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking at you guys.
I miss you guys.
They're a cute couple. Well, the good news is you are going to Summerfest, girl.
Yes! Woo! All right! And it's so great because that's me and my partner's song, so we love Alec Warren. So, yes.
Perfect.
Oh, so you and your partner get to go see Alex Warren as he headlines the AmFam Amphitheater on July 3rd.
Awesome.
You got plans for July 3rd. Don't make any more plans, okay?
You were a good luck charm.
Thank you so much. And a quick shout out to my partner, Ashley. Love you, baby. We won.
We won. We did it, babe.
You know, we were talking about people being stuck in our energy field. I like this one. Like you guys being in my energy field.
Stay stuck in our energy field.
Keep calling. Love it. Somebody's going to be in touch with you, okay, Vanessa?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, guys. Have a beautiful day.
You're welcome. We love you. Bye.
They were
love
so
you,
sweet.
Bye.
So sweet. She was like, yeah, we're from Chicago. All that when I met them. They're like, love the show. I'm like, thank you.
I feel that energy. Mm-hmm. No, I feel the positivity. She's like, no, we love y'all. Aww. We love Milwaukee. We love that y'all make us feel like home. And then boom, bam, look at that. And she said, you was the good luck charm because she met you. No, they're the good luck charms. They're the good luck charms.
I need their good luck.
Uh-huh. Please rub it off on us.
Last chance tomorrow to win these tickets again. Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Next time your to-do list is too dang long, use Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt is a one-stop shopping and delivery solution for, well, just about anything. Groceries? Shopped and delivered carefully by awesome shoppers from your neighborhood grocer. Pet supplies, picked up and dropped to your door from PetSmart. Crafts, tools, medicine, all deliverable from Michaels, Lowe's Home Improvement, CVS, and so many other stores. Ready to get things done? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.